We're at a stage where we have already the route selection done and we have a lot of the assessments done, but we're now in a situation where we're going to be doing the publication of the CPO and also the NISs and the EIRs and all of them for the purpose of the TNT. That is what we have to do first. So we have to notify all of the property owners, the landowners, by a letter, and also we have to put it on the paper first, right? We have to do that. Now, bear in mind, there's almost 500 landowners, so we have to speak with them again and work with them and work through it, and all of that then has to be sent then. The submissions have to be sent to the Commission Plenale now, the Board Plenale, etc. And we have, there's an oral hearing then that's required, and all of that has to be done. And then the board can approve, reject, or make changes to it. And at that point in time, then there's the potential for a legal challenge. It's not something that happens overnight. So we have about you're looking at a two-year project to get to actually where we are in a position where we have planning.
There's two potential significant factors here. Number one, the fact that officials are saying to you that, look, we've engaged with over 900 people. We've done an awful lot of the legwork already. We've spoken to people. We've made changes. We've had consultations. So hopefully a lot of the potential problems in that respect with people who will undergo CPO, many of those potential problems hopefully have been headed off at the pass. The other is, have you said, what was Onboard Planála has become Oncommisión Planála. Raison d'etre for that change was to speed up projects exactly like this. And this is in one way going to be a litmus test to see if that works.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the assessment, the NIS and the EIAR, they call it, those assessments, because of the protection of our habitat, those assessments are changing every day of the week. And you have European habitats, and because of the landscape of Donegal, we have a lot of designated areas that we have to protect. So it's not just a matter now anymore of getting in with diggers and creating a road. We have to protect and we have to replace those habitats that we destroy. So we have to do all that along with looking after the landowners and the people that live in the houses as well. So we have to look after all of that in the same process. And then we have to write up reports and we have to have an oral hearing. And even after all that, when we think we have our T's crossed and our I's dotted, there could be a legal challenge similar to what has happened in Northern Ireland. Now, our team, in fairness to them, are keeping an eye on what's happening in the A5. And they are ensuring, they have ensured us that the same thing won't happen, that they will have their ducks in a row. It's all a very slow process, but it's a process that we have to go through or we're back to square one. And we are ahead of the rest of the country in a lot of our projects. And this is one on that we are well in the mix because we are at a phase four stage. And then we have the phase five, which is basically the enabling of the project and doing the project and designing the project up properly and getting all of your testing again, your archaeology testing, et cetera, et cetera. And then we award a contractor. So it's 2 years away before we're at that stage, but it's just getting, and this is a very important part of the process because we are dealing with the landowner.